Hello?
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested.
Yes, I have a transaction that went through my bank, and I don't know what it is. It went through today. Let me get it pulled up. What do you need from me? My name, Shirley McKenzie.
Your zip code?
72206.
I do thank you for that.
It was for $39.99.
Yes, and you said the first and last name is Shirley McKenzie?
Yes.
Okay, I do thank you for that. Can you verify the Karen Drive address for me?
19900.
I do thank you for that. My system is still loading. I do apologize.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I talked to someone earlier about some more transactions that went through the bank, but I didn't know what they were, and it ended up being some kind of scam, but I'm getting some of my money back, but this was a different phone number, so I don't know if it's the same thing, or they were going to close my account, close the thing, whatever it was I supposedly signed up for. But this was a different phone number, and it said TIALFIRETL, like fireplace, and I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, I did locate an account, and I do show that this account has been canceled, and it
so
looks
this
as
is all. Go ahead.
Yes, and I do show where you they offered a 50% membership. They offered you 100% refund on the latest membership charge, an additional 50% refund on the membership charge on October 13th, and your account was canceled.
Okay, so this is all the same thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Even though it's different phone numbers.
Because being that we service multiple companies, we
But what was this supposedly this $39.99 for?
It's for our workout app. It's an app that you download that provides you with different tutorials if you're trying to lead a more healthier lifestyle.
I've never downloaded an app. I don't know how to download an app.
Yes, ma'am. It would have been the information would have been sent to the email. When that KitchenAid,
Okay, that's the KitchenAid. That was what the other one was. The other four were that they took out of my account. So this has something to do with the KitchenAid.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so they've closed the account, so nothing else is ever going to be taken out of my account.
Yes, that's correct.
And this was some kind of app I downloaded. I don't even know how to download an app. And like I told the other lady, you know, I'm retired. I'm on a fixed income. It might not be a lot of money to y'all, but it is to me. That means some things are not going to be able to get done, like food and like medicine and like Christmas. So is there a way I can get this money back? You still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing if that's possible.
Well, she got some of the other back on that other stuff, but not, you know, not what all they took out of my checking account. And I need
we
to
can
get
process
back.
A 50% refund.
Okay. It'll be better than nothing. And this is on the $39.99.
Yes.
So I should be getting $20 back.
Yes, ma'am. You'll receive a 50% refund on that charge.
Okay. To my bank account. How long will that take?
It takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. That's what I want then. That's all I can get. Better than nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay,
but she's
well,
got the other lady got everything closed to where this won't happen again, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she said she was going to close the membership.
Yes, your account is canceled.
Okay. All right, so I should be looking for this between 3 to 5 days.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's what I'll do because I told the other lady, you know, I was going to call the attorney general. This, you know, this is a scam. I didn't know when I pushed that little button that it was going to take over $100 out of my account. And she finally came up with $90-something they're going to refund to me. So this is the same thing. So if I get $20, at least I'll get some of my money back.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'll be looking for that money.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer support.
Okay.